Right now, though, it's fun with real audio time, right?
Yeah, it sure is. A couple years ago, if you missed this sordid tale, we were in spring training in Surprise, Arizona.
It's only the reason we haven't been back since.
Yeah, it's been a few years now, but anyway, the reason is Alex Gordon, the Royals third baseman, who has had a tough...
He's an outfielder now.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Who's had a really tough year. Been up and down, and we have kind of giggled at it. But whatever the case, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, when we were out there, I had the wireless microphone down there within the stands in Surprise, and the Royals, I believe, were they playing the Rangers, or was it just a Royals game that we just happened to be at?
I think it was just a Royals game.
It was.
It was, okay. So the Royals' wives were all down there, and it's very obvious to pick out the players' wives because they're all the youngest, hottest
ones
there.
They're the only hot girls there.
Right. So I go down there, and I'm conducting an interview with her and start asking her about certain things and bands and whatnot, and she's a very young girl. And the Beatles get brought up, and this is what transpired.
I like to keep busy myself, too, so.
Are you going
to
travel with him, like when they're on the road and stuff? Are you going to be like the Yoko Ono of the Royals?
Not everywhere. I mean, I pick and choose.
She has no idea who that is.
Ask her, she knows who Yoko Ono is.
Go,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, ask her.
Do you know who Yoko Ono is?
I don't.
Oh, no.
Stupid bitch.
God, Mike.
Do you know who Yoko Ono is?
No.
You ever heard of the Beatles?
Stupid bitch.
God. It's okay. It's
find out who that is.
What's that? No, okay.
Have they ever heard of John Lennon?
He's not on the Royals.
No, no, no. He's not on the Royals. All right, that's good enough. So, anyway, back here in the studio, Danny and Mike and I are all out there, obviously, in Arizona. And back here, Groobs played the stupid bitch drop twice. Somehow... that all got back to Alex Gordon and the Royals.
And, very quickly, too.
Oh, within the day.
That you called her that.
That I was,
she was called that.
Right. And he wanted to fight all of us.
Right.
And it just got to be really blown out of proportion. But he did successfully ban us from spring training. We're not allowed to go back there as of now. Now, maybe if he doesn't make it in the majors, then... or who knows? I don't even know if that guy's still there that
actually,
runs the PR
we probably
department.
Could go if we wanted to, but we just couldn't do anything on Royals games.
Which is always 2 or 3 days a
yeah,
week.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway.
So, anyway, when a group of guys went out to spring training this year, and it was for a bachelor party, they went to Surprise, and there's, you know, 15, 20 people out there. And the guy said that he was going to go out there and start chanting Yoko Ono while Alex Gordon was at bat, which he did, and you know, and I think stupid bitch was thrown out there too. So last night, Alex Gordon comes up in the ninth inning, and it's a 9-9 game, and he ends up walking. Well, if you watch the game last night, there were two Ranger fans who were sitting on the very front row, and if you're looking from the camera perspective, they're right beside, on the right side of home plate. So they are the only two people that are in clear view of the camera the entire game, and they were hardcore Ranger fans. They were going zonkers whenever something good happened for Texas, and they would stand up and boo, and they were very vocal. I mean, you could hear these guys. So obviously these guys are from here, and there was a chant when Alex was at bat of the Royals, and you know, there's probably 15,000 people at the game, and you could hear them
actually,
going.
Actually, they announced 10.
No, no. So yeah. They're like 8. That's probably why you could hear these guys so clearly. So the Let's Go Royals chant started going on. And you could clearly see these guys doing the Yoko Ono. Instead of Let's Go Royals, you heard Yoko Ono. All right, but it's too tough to play. You wouldn't be able to differentiate if I played it for you. But you could see those guys doing that. Then, in a down part, when Josh is just kind of pausing in between whatever he's doing, See if you guys can make out what is said here from these guys. And they are yelling. These are two individuals yelling from right behind home plate.
You've got Betancourt on deck and Ogando ready to face him, in theory.
Okay. I heard that clearly.
All right, the guy for those driving around listening to AM, the guy says, "Hey, you got any naked pictures of your wife?"
With a big, thick Texas Ranger accent.
Huge. Huge. Try it again.
Hey! In theory.
Hey, you got any
All right, so
love your what?
Love your what? And he's like, you know, cupped his mouth, so it's echoing out there. And then his buddy follows it up with this. You want some?
The oldest joke in the book.
Yeah. And they high five each other.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they're
drinking
just,
poured beers on their heads.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
All right, one more time.
It's him, in theory. One-strike pitch from Oliver.
One-strike pitch from Oliver.
And it was just perfect because it was like Josh paused. Like he had...
They could do their bit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, he paused just to make sure that these guys could get their words in. They were going crazy last night.
That's ticket luck for you.
I hope it is ticket. I hope it's ticket related.
It
I hope
has to
I
be.
I hope those guys are from here, because why would they mention the wife at all?
Right.
You know, I could clearly see them doing the Yoko Ono thing.
I guarantee
thing.
You they didn't say anything about Unieski Betancourt's wife.
No. No. God, it was so, and it was funny because I got an email about it about 20 minutes later, and I heard it, and I backed it up 10 times just to make sure I was hearing it correctly, and another guy was like, dude, did you hear that? I'm like, yeah. So, well done.
Good work.
Well done.
Good
High
work.
High five.
Yes. Strong work.